Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. Brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy, along with me, Russ Cohn and Mark Edwards. We're going to talk about Team Canada now, some players that intrigued us. And Mark, let's start off with Lawson Kraus, draft eligible player who arguably could be a top five player, big power forward playing for Kingston. What are your thoughts about him making this club and what his impact could be?
Well, if you've been following me on Twitter at all, you know I'm a pretty big fan. Going back to last year as a rookie, really impressed with him coming into the OHL. Started with the Elgin Middlesex Chiefs and, started with the Hlinka tournament this year, I guess, and put himself on the map for this team and kind of mentioned a few months ago that I thought he'd be the only other invite to camp, which he did, and then I thought he'd be a little more of a long shot to make the team, but here it is. He's made the team, and this kid can PK, so I think he can play a role. He might end up in that 13th forward spot, but he can PK. Fantastic on the forecheck. He's got the size, skating, and props to him for making the team, and he's going to get himself in a good, an even better position as far as his draft year goes on the big stage, as we've spoken about with some other players.
Yeah, really strong kid, no question. Powerful down low, really good stick. Hard to get the puck off the stick.
Yeah, that he's a strong power forward, and like Mark mentioned, really good on the forecheck, which is critical in these tournaments when you have young defensemen who can get rattled by a big body coming down on him. So I'll be curious to see how he plays and how many minutes he gets. The guy I'm really intrigued to hear what you have to say about is Max Domi, and all three of us were pretty vocal in our displeasure of why he wasn't there last year for Team Canada at the World Juniors, but he's here this year with 58 points and 27 games already for the London Knights. Mark, what are your expectations of Max Domi? Because mine are pretty high, because he seems like a pretty motivated player.
Yeah, I've seen the Knights quite a bit this year, and he's been on fire all year, and he has been so far in a Team Canada jersey. He actually went to the game on last week against Russia, the pre-tournament game in Toronto against Russia. He was excellent in that game. He's had a great jump, great effort. I think he's really anticipating well, and one huge improvement, just going even to his London night games, he's really become a solid penalty killer and generating all kinds of opportunities off the penalty kill. I got home from the Finland game and watched the Sweden game from last night on tape, and he had a shorthanded chance last night against Sweden. So Domi's, to me, is going to be one of the top guys on this team. I think if you rely on that, and so far in pre-tournament anyway, he's coming through and looking like the guy that can handle it.
Yeah, that shifty skating, the fast shot on the rush, excellent. So good on the power play. He'll block shots. He'll do anything. He's a character guy. He's going to be a big guy on this team and a big guy just in tournament play, just in general.
Oh, I watched his body language, more importantly, on tape. I watched both games for Team Canada twice, and he has a presence about him. I mean, you can, Mark, I know you've seen this, and so has Russ as well, as where a guy goes back to the bench and just how he handles himself after whistles, and it's just he looks like a focused, motivated, confident player, and I would not be shocked that he's in the top five of scoring and really is a catalyst for Team Canada in this tournament.
There's a warning, though. You now said at least 6-7 guys should be in the top five in scoring. I just want to let you know.
Okay, fine. Whatever. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn and Mark Edwards, talking about Team Canada and prospects on their World Junior team. A little preview show. Mark, give us your thoughts on Anthony Duclair. I wasn't sure if the Rangers were going to let him go, but they did, and this is a guy who's played very well for the New York Rangers as a rookie. And what do you think he's going to be able to bring besides obviously his incredible lightning speed to the roster in Team Canada?
Well, he brings great finishing ability, and I just talked about the game versus Russia on Friday night. He was really impressive in that game. That's the first time I've seen him live in quite some time, and he's bigger, noticeably bigger, stronger. The speed is still there, but he was even brought some physical play into the game. He was throwing a few hits here and there, and I was really impressed with him. And then again, I watched the game on tape, the Sweden game on tape, and he impressed me once again. So it doesn't hurt when you're playing with the guys he's playing with, Domi and Reinhardt.
Ah, okay, with Reinhardt. Yeah, look, I'll tell you what, he's an impressive guy. I've been watching him out of New York, obviously, and added 10 pounds of muscle, has just as good a speed as he used to, maybe a little better. He's been really, at times, even at the NHL level, streaky, and you've been noticing his speed, and he's just a guy you notice out on the ice. He plays so much better defense now. They've really drilled that into him, and he will be one of the dynamic guys in this tournament, and Shane will predict he'll be one of the top five scorers, I'm sure.
Maybe. Just for you. No, Mark, from the standpoint of Anthony playing with the New York Rangers and pro, and the need for this, you know, for Team Canada to have a guy who is a legitimate finisher. You know, he scored 50 goals last year with Quebec. Is he going to be that potential difference maker? Obviously, when you have a guy like a passer like Reinhardt on your line as well, is he the guy that Team Canada could have used even last year? A guy who has enough speed to create time and space, but has that incredible one-time shot?
Well, I think if you look at a bunch of these guys that, you know, are right now just shining, I don't think offense is going to be a problem on this team at all. The line we just talked about, Domi, Duclair, and Reinhardt, has just been, they've given everything you'd want. You couldn't really expect much more from them. I really don't think offense is going to be the problem. I'm a little more concerned about goaltending. If anything, if I had to pick what I would be concerned about, it's goaltending. Having said that, I think we're actually going to win, Canada's going to win gold this year.
Okay. Sorry.
There's my bold prediction. But it's going to come down to keeping the puck out of the net, because I think when McDavid gets his legs in that second line, they've got a 1-2 punch, and when guys like, you know, Fabry are pushed down to your third line, who can chip in as well, with a Nick Paul who just seems to give everything, I really think that there's going to be multiple scores and multiple guys to try and get into that top five of scoring you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's where I'm curious to see what sort of happens on the defensive side. Not that the defensemen aren't good enough, but I want to see that collective defensive effort, and whether the goaltender comes up, one of the goaltenders comes up and, you know, plays as well as they can. Look, the goaltenders in Canada are talented, but I need to see them come in and just take a game over.
Shut them down. Yeah,
and we'll see if that continues to happen. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn and Mark Edwards. We're talking about Team Canada, some prospects for the team that we want to highlight. Mark, let's talk about Madison Bowie. This is a guy who has 33 points in 28 games for the Kelowna Rockets, which is crazy, as a defenseman, the only right-handed defenseman on the team. And I expect who's going to be on the top pairing coming into this tournament. What are your expectations and thoughts about Madison's game coming into the World Junior Championships?
I have really high expectations for Bowie. I really liked this kid going back to his draft year. I remember being asked by someone after the draft just finished up, you know, kind of what was my biggest surprise or surprises, and Madison Bowie was that surprise that he slid all the way. I think it was late second round.
Yeah, 53rd.
We actually had him ranked around the 12 area, if I'm not mistaken. Just a fantastic skater. His feet are, he makes it look effortless. Great offensive ability, as he just talked about his points. And so far, so good. In what I've seen from this pre-tournament action and practice. I've actually been to a couple practices as well. And I'm a big fan of the kid. I like the mobility we have on D as a whole and the offensive ability we have on D as a whole this year.
Yeah, I saw him in a rookie game this year and for one game with Kelowna this year, and really good on the PK, active stick, very physical. He's really gotten to be so physical and an impressive defenseman. So hard against the wall, guys were just coughing up the puck. really solid zone coverage. I can't say enough about him. He's really improved his game so much, at least in my eyes.
Well, one of the things I think is going to be an advantage at the World Juniors is his puck retrieval because of his speed. And to get back to the puck and turn up the ice and move, either skate the puck out or like move it with a quick pass and hit a forward at speed, I think is going to be, you know, one of the critical things that he can bring to this team. Don't get me wrong, like, he's got a fantastic shot from the point. He's going to be lethal on the power play. Like Russ said, he can bang bodies as well, and he can take away time and space because of his mobility. But is to disrupt that F1 coming down on the forecheck, I think, is going to be critical for him. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how far he can take his game because, you know, after his draft year, I think he just progressively got much better. Like, he had 30 points in 69 games as in his draft year. Then he went to 60. And this year, I don't know, he's going to have like close to 80, depending on how many games he plays. And those are remarkable jumps for a guy like him. And big kid, 6'2", well over 200 pounds. So could be potentially defenseman of the tournament. Lastly, and we'll talk about it quickly, is Robbie Fabbri. And what are your thoughts, Mark, on what he could bring to Hockey Canada?
I think Robbie showed last year, on the big stage in the Memorial Cup, kind of the energizer bunny. He's a smaller player, but a ton of skill and a work ethic that's, hard to match. As I talked about, he's on the third line. One of the things I really want to see is if that third line stays with Nick Paul playing center, or what's going to happen there. They've got Patan and Fabbri on the wings right now. And, potentially you look ahead to the USA game and you've got some really good three deep centers in the kid, Austin Matthews, Larkin, and Compher. And, someone on that third line is going to have to match up with one of those great centers, probably Matthews. And I just think that's going to be kind of a key matchup when that USA game happens on, New Year's Eve.
I like Fabbri a lot. Who's going first with the pick?
Well, I mean, look, let's, in terms of Fabbri, and we talk about who's going to play center against, potentially a player like Matthews, that's where you have the question, do you want a smaller skilled guy with speed to take away time and space, or do you want a bigger forward like Nick Paul to take away time and space? Then who's going to be better on the draws? And I think that's most important, is who's going to be better on the draws, and can you physically match up against Matthews if you're a smaller player? So I think
he's a clutch guy too, Fabbri. He is.
Oh no, absolutely. He's a clutch guy, and he's proven that obviously at the Memorial Cup, and a guy who has 38 points in 22 games. So that's a highly skilled line. So I'm really curious to see what he can do on that line and how much ice time he's going to get on power plays as well, and could be a little dark horse for Team Canada there. So we'll be curious to watch him play. So. We have like a minute left, so we're going to get into some prediction time. So, Russ, how about we start with you, and who's going to be your gold, silver, and bronze for this World Juniors?
Gold, Russia. Silver, U.S. Bronze, Finland.
Wow, Finland's going to be your bronze. So Saros is going to come up and steal a medal.
Yep.
Wow, that's really interesting. Now, Mark, you already said Canada's going to win gold. Do you have any predictions for silver and bronze?
Between U.S. and Russia, and I'll go Russia silver, U.S. bronze.
Wow, interesting. So I'm going to actually go with Russia gold, Canada silver, and the States bronze. I'm curious about Canada just because of goaltending, similar to what Mark was talking about, is if the goaltenders can come up and steal, then great. If not, then they're going to drop.
Open Palmy, by the way.
Right, and it really depends. So that's the million-dollar question for me in Canada. I think the States is dangerous. Russia's dangerous. The Swedes and Finns sort of fall off, but I think overall it will be interesting. So everyone, look forward to the tournament. It's going to be a great time. Thanks, Mark, for coming on. It's another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio, and we will see you at the rink.